Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Jeff's our guest. 17-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist, author of 3 books on being home-based, and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Pleasure to be back with you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So what you got on your mind today? You're out there. I told the audience you're out there operating the worm cam for us on Main Street.
There you go.
And so what are you picking up today?
What's interesting is I was away this past weekend in a part of Florida that's pretty remote and has very, to be kind, lousy cell and internet service.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Exactly. It was great to get away, walking around with my phone held high in the air looking for that signal, looking for 0 bars, that
right.
No service sign to turn into 1 bar. But one thing I learned is people who were at this event where I was, there was one wireless phone provider that actually had quality service in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who, a lot of independent contractors work for the company. I was at a festival there, and a lot of independent contractors who work for the company, realize that in order to work for that company, in order to do their business, if they're with all the companies that don't get service, they're cold. They're locked out. And so they all switched to, as I talked to them and see how they work and what they do, they had all switched to this one company. I won't mince words. I mean, it's Verizon. Verizon had good service there. AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, all the others had lousy service in most of the park where we were.
I'm a little confused about what the employees used to work for AT&T. Now they're
no. This has nothing to do with they are employees of the park where I was,
oh,
or
the
they
park.
Are vendors to
right.
the park. In order to do what they have to do,
right.
they need
as
a cell
employees
phone.
Of the park, they had to convert to the company that covers their park.
Yeah, exactly. And so if AT&T, which I have, doesn't have service there,
right.
What are they going to say? I didn't get your call, boss,
or
contractor, I didn't get your message. So it got me to thinking, because we've had this conversation, in years past where I've had vendors, and we all have vendors who, not all of us, but we have vendors who, or not vendors, but clients we work for, who say, in order to work for us, you must use this software, you must use that service.
Mm-hmm.
And, you sometimes have to make a decision whether you're willing to make that change. So, for example, one of the clients I recently had worked for required me to enroll in a service that they use that handles all their payroll and their vendor payments.
Mm-hmm.
So I enrolled in it. It was like $70 a year. And so that was fine. Then it came up for renewal, and I hadn't been working for them a while, so I reached out and said, hey, I haven't been doing anything with you guys. Should I renew this? But, we have to weigh the benefits of doing something like that. If it's a one-off client that I have to enroll for $70,
right?
Do we do that? If it's a one-off client.
You get asked for that a lot. The only thing, I've been asked to use some stuff to download some different programs to work with them, but I've never had to spend any money to do that.
Yeah, see, with one of these clients, it was a Fortune 500 that I would started doing some work for. And, when you get to doing work like that, you want the work, you gotta use the application or download mm-hmm. whatever they're interested in, et cetera. So, it's important that you have that, in order to make that relationship. It's like investing in a relationship. Would you take someone out to a nice lunch in order to woo them? Would you do little things in order to make it happen? Would you fly to meet a prospect? Would you pay money to use a service that
when you say it like that, I've jumped through all kinds of hoops
right.
over the years to get
right.
business.
Well, in this instance, it would.
I'm the hoop master.
Yeah, exactly. There's two things that come to play here. One is, do you change a service that you use all the time in order to, work for a customer? And that's something that we weigh.
I've got a friend who's a CPA, and for years he had a car company that sold Buicks. And he said, you know, he said, I sure would like to pick up another car company because I've been driving Buicks for 20 years. I'm sick of them.
Right.
But
right.
He couldn't change because it was his big, one of his big customers.
Right. Right. Well, and I, you know, I got to tell you that I believe that we have to weigh these things, and there's all sorts of examples that come to play. I mean, you mentioned it, loading software. I used to do product reviews, and you know, for hardware and software for small business technology, and I got out of doing software reviews because it used to be really clunky. You'd load software, and you could never get it off. It always leaves some sort of breadcrumbs behind on your system and gum up the work somehow. And I got out of downloading applications because it was more gummy, and it was not as it didn't bring the benefit of what I wanted. But when it comes to some of these tools we may use or companies may want us, you know, I'm working for another company to have me download an app to my phone so I could demo their product. Well, you know, it's pretty easy to download an app. You install it. If you don't like it or if you part ways.
But that's business. I mean, that's part of the business, right? I mean,
that is part of the business. You know, sometimes, and again, you have to weigh, you know, whether how far you're willing to go.
Well, I think the bottom line is we all do things for customers or don't do things for customers. You know that if we find out there's something they don't like, you know what I mean. If I used to call on Ford, a Ford company years and years ago. Well, you know, if I drove a Nissan, they didn't like that.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's all kinds of things that you had to pay attention to. I mean, it's just what you do for your customers, right?
Understood. Absolutely. But by the same token, you know, if Ford is a big customer, you know, if you have, and I guess to my point is if you have a one-off, look, I might be working for this vendor one time.
Right.
Am I going to switch my phone company because I'm going to work for them one time? I don't think so. And, you know, depends on the one time and how big the dollar value is.
You're making
me
think of that song, What I Did for Love.
Yeah, the things you do for love.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's what you do for customers and how far will you go?
Right.
And how far will you go to keep a customer if you think it'll make a difference? Or do you require that you be independent?
Right. Right.
When it comes to customers, I'm not the least bit independent.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah,
well,
I'm totally theirs when it comes to customers.
Well, I think that also with a lot of, you know, out on Main Street, we might get a one-off customer that comes along.
Yeah.
That, and as much as we might get a promise of a customer, change this and I'll be your customer. Mm-hmm. Well, you change it and they never become a customer. You know, or change.
Well, I've got Verizon. The bad part about Verizon is I can never find a place where there's no service. That's the only bad part. when I want to get away. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. GotWords.com is his website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.